Okay, so we're in Perek Ches. He says like this: Masha Amru. This is Chazal said. Let me turn on the side, and then you can lean on that. Masha Amru. Kol Shi'ir Aschetoi Kedemes Lachachmosay Chachmosay Miskayemes. So Chazal say that when Yir Aschetoi is Kedemes, is that when you have Yir Aschet, so that you'll if that comes before your Chachmosay Chachmosay Miskayemes. So what's Pshat in that? What's Pshat? So Yerzchet is a nice, firm guy. I care to do the right thing. But Amaisa, what does it have to do with my Chochma? What does it have to do with the fact that Chochma is a Miskayemis? How's that going to help my Chochma be Miskayim more? So, Ha'inyin, he says an unbelievable Pshat. Let's listen to this. Ki kishiyesh bo Yerzchet, azu mechapes bilimudai, leida es haderech yelech bo. Because when you have Yerzchet, It's called, in Yiddish, se'art dir. It bothers you to make sure you know the right pshat. Why? Because you're actually learning to be mekayim. Right? You're actually learning it to be mekayim. You're trying to learn it to be mekayim, the Indian that you're learning. So therefore, the chokhmah will be mekayim better. Because azu mechapes bilimudai leida esaderech yelech ba, v'teva ha'adam, and the teva of people is kishemoytze davar shechipes biagir rabo who chovev alav moed v'shamer b'zichronim. So he says it's very simple. If you have yir aschet, if a person is yir shemayim, you know why he'll learn better? Not because he gets siyata d'shmaya and he's of erlach hagai. Hashem helps him learn. It's different. It's more than that. It's the pshat is that if he has the yir aschet, then he's going to work harder to get the true pshat. Because he's nervous. Am I really getting the right pshat? If I learn this Gemara and I learn the wrong pshat, we just learned the last Gemara brachas. Nikva ar hakol Isaac b'sefer Torah arum, nikva arum. So, am I allowed to touch the sefer Torah? Am I not allowed to touch the sefer Torah? What is the Gemara telling me? You want to know every single word what the Gemara is telling you. So he says, if you learn with your aschet, so then, azu mechapes b'limudi leides aderech yelech ba, then he's going to work hard on it. When someone works hard on something, they end up knowing it better than and keeping it more than if they didn't. Easy come, easy go. But if they worked on it, then they'll remember it better. So this connects to what we talked yesterday about, that a person should push themselves to work a little bit harder, work a little bit more. The more a person works and tries to get a little bit more clarity, then they are going to not only, they're going to know it better, they're going to remember it better. Torah chachmasa miskayemes. So he says, "Aval misha ein bo yir aschet, afke shaloyim kama pa'amim." He could learn it over and over again. Ein amoitzi. He's not going to find the pshat. Ki einu chaviv be'einav. It doesn't. It's not so special to him. He's not working on it. Umilsa de leram yale de inish lavadaita. The Gemara says, like this. The Gemara says that let's say a person was passing by somewhere, and you ask him, "Oh, did you notice the tree?" He may not notice because he wasn't really paying attention. But if you call someone up and say, "Look, you're going to be passing back of the block. I'm asking you, please pay attention. How many trees are there?" It's something you could notice. But if you're not paying attention, you won't notice it. So therefore, he says the same thing. He says, if you don't notice, if you don't pay attention, if you're not there to if you didn't go in with the idea that you're going to, you're a schait doing it, so l'ramia andaite, l'milsa l'ramia le'inish, someone that's not in your mind, you don't remember it. So this is saying a new pshat in why the other mefarshim say pshat is a person will have greater siyata d'shmaya, a person will be able to do it better, a person will be able to get a better siyata d'shmaya because a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees he's trying to do the right thing. But he's saying it's just in the learning. A person pays attention, they care, they want to understand better, they want to, they don't want to have the wrong pshat. They're going to end up remembering it better. So, interesting pshat, new pshat. Okay? But you see, this is the connection between Yir Shamayim and Chochmah. The next piece he says, "Kishaloi mereitzel Rav, al yoimar lafanav chidushei terasa lehispar lafanav." People tend to do that. If you're learning with a Rebbe, keep your mouth shut and listen to what the Rebbe has to say. Don't say to the Rebbe, "Oh, hey, you want to hear this pshat? Hey, what about that pshat?" You'll learn rak yira lekabel mimenu Torah. Just try to hear what the Rebbe has to say. Kosh kosev es tsnuim chachma. So the opportunity to hear from the Rebbe is when you're paying attention to the Rebbe. If you're just the whole time trying to get your own word in edgewise, it's not going to work. Okay? Now, getting back to the next point, so if you remember, the Goyin, we spoke out, the Goyin says that im ein kemach ein Torah means, the kemach means you have to grind the Torah, you have to chew it over, you have to work on it. So he says here that there's different parts of bread. Kemoshe balechem agufni yesh teven umoitz v'suben umorsan. Right? There's a lot of different types of breads and levels of bread. There's whole wheat, there's the different parts. To take a kernel until bread is a lot of work. Kain b'Torah. Torah is the same way. Like it says, l'chu lachmu b'lachmi. It's like my lechem. V'zeu kol amal ha-Torah. L'hoitzi halacha brura. To get halacha brura, it's like getting bread out of a kernel. You have to take it step by step. You can't skip steps. But you have to know that this is ultimately getting you the bread. So there's levels. If you learn Lishma, ah, I got this beautiful fluffy bread, Gishmak. It's going to fill you up. You learn for the right reasons. You learn Shalay Lishma, it's not going to fill you up. And it's like eating lower quality bread. So even though all Torah is bread, but ultimately, the learning Lishma is what will give the person the most satiation and the most spiritual nourishment. Okay? Now, it says, that's true. However, he makes a caveat in that, the Goyin says. He says, what does it mean you learn Shalei Lishma? He says, Hainu, she'enu mechavin l'shum davar. It means, I don't have bad intentions, but I don't have great intentions either. I'm just doing it because that's what you do. I go learn, I do my thing. Why? That's what you do in our society. That's okay. Better to do that in the end of Kamushma. But, not someone that the whole ikur is l'shem kavod. If the ikur is for kavod, that's not included in this inyan. It's good to learn Shalei Lishma. So learning Shalei Lishma is only good if it's just stam. But to learn Shalei Lishma with a specific intention of l'shem kavod is not good. Now we said over from Chaim Volozhiner that there's another thing. It says Shalei Lishma, Shemitok Shalei Lishma Bal Lishma. So Chaim Volozhiner says that's the kavod you have to learn with. Lo'ilam yasak adam, what? B'tayr over mitzvah, shalei lishma, with what kavana? Shalei lishma, shabatayr shalei lishma, ba lishma. You learn with the kavana, shalei lishma, that this is the way I'm going to get to lishma. That's what Chaim Volozhiner said. But the same idea, there's got to be a trajectory. You know, this is true in everything. I was talking to someone recently about their tshuva process. He said, I'm holding my giving up. The guy said, he was talking about health, but it's the same thing in tshuva. So he said, I have a friend, and his doctor told him he's got to go on a diet. And every night he goes in, sees the tub of ice cream, finishes it. He cannot hold himself back. So he says he could have two things. He could either give up and at least be happy, or he could keep trying and get depressed every night. What should he do? So I said, he has to do the following. He has to figure out something that he can conquer, but it should be with the trajectory that he's trying to get to the end result. So he said, well, he tried, and he can't hold back from ice cream. I said, well, then the ice cream wasn't a good choice for him. That's not where he should have started. He should have started with something that he knows he can do, even though it's small. Well, that's not going to save his life, knocking off the extra applesauce at night. He's not gonna help his. No, that's not gonna save his life. But if he starts with that, then he's going on a trajectory. Then he can go to the next step. So as long as the person's on the way, then it's fine. That's the secret at the end of the day. The person has to be on the trajectory, right? So you start with something you know you can do, and so if I have to do Shalei Lishma, that's fine because I'm on my way. But if I want to do the Shalishma because it's awesome and this is getting me covered, that's not the right way. All right? I think next week we'll finish Ches. We'll get into a little some more things. And on our way.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shkoyachem, have a great Shabbos.